What is up, diehards? Wes Monell here. Mr. West in the building with an AWOL sports update. Happy Thursday. There's a report that Alabama coach Nick Saban turned down six NFL teams this offseason. All six teams that hired new head coaches. Those teams being the Niners, Rams, Broncos, Chargers, Jags, and Bills, who all lobbed a call and were told, no thanks. Keep in mind, Saban gave it a shot at the pro level. As of today, his legacy, he is arguably the greatest college football coach of all time. The Titans in talks to send the 18th overall pick in the draft to the Saints for wide receiver Brandon Cooks. Someone asked me why the Saints would do this. Why entertain trading Cooks? To my understanding, Michael Thomas, 1,000 yards as a rookie. Willie Snead, 895 as a number 3. Cooks also got 1,000, but kept complaining about a lack of touches within the offense during the season. So the production of the other two guys, it kind of makes him indispensable. You're telling me Snead can become the number 2, and whoever else is on the roster be thrusted into the third role, or someone they draft couldn't get between 600 and 800 yards from Drew Brees, who makes everyone better? So yeah, it does make Cooks the guy that's indispensable. And the Saints are desperate to improve their defense. So not only would they have their own first-round pick, they would have the one they would also acquire if they traded Cooks. That's two defensive starters right there. Of course, all rumors and possible transactions won't become official until the new season begins on March 9th. And we're getting there. We're getting there. From one off-season to another sport's playoff push. It was a playoff atmosphere in Boston where the Celtics pull out the W against the Cavaliers, 103-99, 31 from Isaiah Thomas, a.k.a. IT4. LeBron James messes around, you know it, for a triple-double. Al Horford, 1 point shy of one himself. 105-96, the Wizards edge the Raptors. New acquisition, Bojan Bogdanovic, pours in 27 off the bench. Bradley Beal nets 23, and John Wall double-doubles. It was too much for DeMar DeRozan and Serge Ibaka to overcome, who both score in the 20s. Kawhi Leonard hits a game winner over Paul George. Spurs take it 100-99 over the Pacers. The Claw finishes with 31 and 10 rebounds. Pau Gasol and David Lee punch in 18 each off the pine. PG-13 grinds out 22, half of those points from the stripe. The Rockets embarrass the Clippers 112-103. Houston drills 20 shots from downtown. James Harden, 26-9. Ryan Anderson drops 23. CP3 did show up, though. 16 points, 11 dimes. 107-80, Minnesota goes to Utah and just blows them out of the water. Cat balls out, 21-15, double-double. Another 20 by Andrew Wiggins. Nemanja Bjelica, a bench double-double. This is a guy they wouldn't trade at the deadline. Even without Boogie in the lineup, the Pelicans dominate the Pistons, 109-86. Anthony Davis, duh, at it again with 33-14. Andre Drummond, the big on the other end, ejected after shoving Tim Frazier in the head in the third. They lose. Drew Holiday chimes in with 22. He's having a sensational 2017. Denver gets a 110-98 victory at Milwaukee. back-to-back triple-double efforts from the guy I keep telling you about, Nikola Jokic. Nikola Jokic. Another triple-double. His teammate, Danilo Gallinari, 22 points. And Chris Middleton, on the flip side, gets 21 for the Bucks. Miami has a field day against the tanking 76ers. 125-98 the final. Six Heat players contribute at least 14 points. Tyler Johnson, a game-high 24 as a sub. I say the tanking 76ers because I think they saw enough promise with Joel Embiid, and it's not relevant that he plays in the final 20 or so games. Same with Ben Simmons. They know what they have. Why put him in the lineup now? They're going to land another top draft pick. They'll insert that prospect in the starting lineup with these guys. Philly probably becomes the Timberwolves of the East. More basketball was played on Wednesday night. The Hawks 100, Mavericks 95. Kent Bazemore seals the deal. Game clinching steal with 10 seconds to play. He snags it away. He ices the game. Dwight Howard double doubles with 3 steals and a pair of blocks. I think his career, when you look back on it, Dwight Howard, to me, attitude or whatever, is underrated. And a future Hall of Famer in the loss, Dirk Nowitzki notches a double-double as well. The Knicks get a win in Orlando, 91-80. Derrick Rose, 19 points, 7 assists. Kristaps Porzingis sinks 20. They get the victory. Evan Fournier, 22, on the losing end. Nets snap their 16-game losing streak against the Kings, 109-100. First win since December 20th. Thanks to 24-8 from Brook Lopez, who eclipses 10,000 career points. Jeremy Lin scores 17 in his third game back with the team. It must feel good to finally get that win for Brooklyn. Even better when they draft near the top this offseason. 3 games on tonight in the association. Warriors at Bulls, Hornets at Suns, Thunder at Blazers. I'm going to kick my feet up, watch the Splash Bros square off against Jimmy G Buckets and D-Wade. That's the game I'm tuning into tonight. Have a great Thursday, diehards. I'm out.